They're called the Harry to Bess letters.
They begin in 1910. They run until 1959. There are 1,268 of them.
Robert Farrell, a Harry Truman scholar at Indiana University and editor of Dear Bess. I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat.
These letters could have been in a sort of present-day sense, love letters, and they would have been very uninteresting. But these letters are about people he met and his public business generally. And I can't really see much difference between these letters and the letters that he wrote to close friends.
Robert Farrell says Harry Truman shunned the typewriter.
These are handwritten letters, I might add. Mr. Truman always thought that if he had a letter typed, it lacked the intimacy of writing it out.
Farrell agrees Truman shows in his letters to his wife, Bess, that he did not have the soul of a poet, but his personality comes through.
He certainly was an emotional man, I would suspect if that means romantic, he was romantic. But he was primarily a direct, forceful, active man, and you might almost say that he didn't have time to spin out the nonsense, I would call it, that Woodrow Wilson did.
Woodrow Wilson wrote hundreds of Victorian-style love letters, one of which was 41 pages long. In many of his early letters, Truman makes degrading and derogatory remarks about blacks, Jews, and Orientals, but his voice changed by the 1940s.
Despite his prejudices, which were primarily those of a young man of the turn of the century and a farmer, one might say, although city people had the same prejudices in the years before and even after the First World War, that despite all of this, Mr. Truman got rid of those prejudices, thank God, and he did it well before most Americans did.
Robert Farrell, editor of Dear Bess, Letters from Harry to Bess Truman, 1910 to 1959. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Robert Farrell of Indiana University was sitting in the Truman Library in Independence, Missouri, doing a bit of research when he stumbled onto a treasure trove. I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat. Farrell is the editor of Dear Bess, the letters Harry Truman wrote to his wife between 1910 and 1959. Farrell says Bess destroyed many of Truman's letters, but at her death, 1,268 of them came into the possession of the Truman Library. Farrell was in the library one day working on the text of a picture book.
One of the archivists came out, and he had a smile on his face, and he said, "We have just opened some letters that Mr. Truman wrote to his wife, and would I like to see them?" And I said, "Get those letters out there as quickly as you can."
Farrell says he saw right away how wonderful those letters are. Not only do they trace a love story, but they give a glimpse of life in the Midwest in the early half of the century.
The letters themselves, of course, were written on all sorts of paper. One of the piquant points I have seen in some of the letters, particularly the early ones, was Mr. Truman's problem in finding something to write on. He was on the farm, and they didn't have much writing paper, and sometimes he would sneak around and get some from his sister, and whatever he wrote on, it was not the greatest paper, and it has gotten very brittle, and so the library has Xeroxed all of these letters, and it was the Xeroxes that I primarily saw.
Farrell says the photocopies made for a lot of reading.
They appeared in a series of 4-inch boxes. They're filed vertically, the Xeroxes, and believe it or not, these Xeroxes are 3 feet long.
Because the typist had trouble deciphering Truman's handwriting, Farrell himself ended up typing most of the letters. Reading the Harry to Bess letters confirms one thing in Farrell's mind about the stature of the late president and where he stands in relation to the others.
I think one can argue that Mr. Truman would stand second now. I would put him right behind Lincoln.
Robert Farrell, editor of Dear Bess, Harry Truman's letters to his wife from 1910 to 1959. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.